A caution before we begin. This next story discusses suicide, specifically one of the U.S.'s responses to an alarming increase in the suicide rate. 988 is now the National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. Just those three digits. It used to be a 10-digit number, but this new system went live a year ago. Ryan Levy joins us today. He's a reporter and producer with the podcast Trade-Offs that looked into the 988 system at this year milestone. Ryan, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
Are people using the number?
They are. In its first year, 988 received more than 5 million calls, chats, and texts. That's a 35% increase compared to the last year of the 10-digit line. And that's even more impressive when you realize that, according to a recent Pew survey, only 13% of U.S. adults have heard of 988 and know what it's for. But the number that really caught my attention, Scott, is that the number of texts answered by 988 grew by 1,135%.
Good Lord. Any idea of why the texting option is being used by so many people?
I mean, I think there's a natural appeal to text, right? You know, many people these days, especially younger people, prefer texting to talking on the phone. I talked with counselors who said they'd receive texts from people on public buses, kids in school, folks who are in the same room as their abusers, you know, people who would really struggle to call in for help. We should also say, you know, the infrastructure to handle these texts is still a work in progress. You know, it requires additional staff, new trainings, a special tech platform that a lot of these centers still just don't have. But I talked to one young woman who we're calling by her middle name, Marie, because her mental health challenges are related to a past abusive relationship. And she was hours into a dissociative episode that had left her unable to speak last December when she texted 988.
I just remember shaking and being on the floor and not knowing how to get my, like, soul back to my body.
Marie was 5,000 miles away from her friends and family, finishing up her master's degree, and she spent an hour texting with a 988 counselor who listened to her, validated how she was feeling, and helped her stop spiraling.
She, like, was able to kind of pull me back into myself. It's what I needed, so I'm really thankful.
Marie said to this day, Scott, that she still rereads her texts with that 988 counselor when she's struggling.
What have some of the challenges been?
So staffing is a big issue. There are still staffing shortages. Nearly every state still has job openings for their call centers. There's also a lot of variation across states in terms of how many calls and texts they're actually getting to. So only 18 states hit the goal answer rate of 90% in May. And that matters, Scott, because if a call or a text doesn't get answered in state, it often gets sent to a counselor in a different state. And that person is much less likely to be able to, you know, direct someone to local resources like a drop-in center or treatment.
What do they see ahead for 988 in its second year?
So they're adding more features. They just launched Spanish language texting. Video calls are also in the works for deaf and hard of hearing folks. But funding is still a big question mark. The Biden administration has put nearly $1 billion into 988, but there's no guarantee that that support will continue. So states are going to have to step up in ways that we haven't yet seen across the board. There are also a lot of questions about what happens after someone reaches out to 988. You know, is there a non-police option that can respond if someone needs more than a call or a text? Are there places that people can go if they're not safe at home or wherever they are? Hannah Wesolowski is with the National Alliance of Mental Illness, and she told me that 988 has a lot to be proud of in year one, but more work is needed.
Everyone always talks about it took decades to build the 911 system, and it did. But if we take decades to build this system, we're going to lose a lot of lives.
In other words, everyone has to stay focused on this to make sure that this entire system works well and works for everybody.
Reporter Ryan Levy from the podcast Trade-Offs. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.